your busy day got you stressed out, sit back, relax, and get ready for a smooth ride with DJ Diesel.
Good morning. It's currently 8:01. I'm your host, DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Petty Officer Crane Van Diesel. Today we have Angelina Gott from MWR Sports. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing good. Can't complain. How was your weekend?
It was uneventful, which was awesome. I really enjoyed it. Didn't leave my house.
I'm going to be honest, sometimes that makes the weekend just sitting in and enjoying it, because it was a windy weekend.
Yes, yes. I stayed inside, watched some movies, and relaxed. It was much needed.
That is good, but I guess the upcoming events we'll be talking about will be a little bit more active, so stay tuned to get into those. We'll be back. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sinaloa Station, serving America's best. And we are back with MWR Fitness. So I hear you guys have some youth programs going on. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so we actually just recently, last week, had one of our youth gym orientation clinics, as you could say, I guess. So if you're the ages from 10 to 17, you need to go through our youth orientation class. We walk you around, show you how to use the equipment, you know, cannot overstate enough the rules of the gym, all that stuff. So our next one is going to be in June. Off the top of my head, I don't know the exact date. I want to say it's June 25th, but don't quote me on it. But every child between the ages of 10 and 17 need to go through this orientation in order to be able to use the facility, the fitness facilities, with or without their parent. When you're 16, 17, you still need to go through the class, but then after the class, you can go to the gym without a parent. Anything under 16, you still need to be either within touch supervision or eyesight supervision of your parent. For more information, go to the front desk and we can get you all signed up.
It is always good to have rules, especially when it comes to kids of younger ages.
Yes.
Sometimes back home, if you're seeing kids just run around the gym, you're like, I don't know what is going on.
Yeah, and it's more so for a safety thing. Everybody just needs to be able to be informed of what the rules of the fitness facilities are so we can keep everybody safe and secured.
Okay, and get away from the rules. I hear you guys have a color run coming up.
Yes, so our color run is not going to be during Red, White, and Boom this year. It is going to be Saturday, April 25th. It's going to be located at the Marini Housing Complex. So the run is going to be in the morning. We are in need of volunteers. So if you want an LOA and you don't like running like myself, we need people to throw color at our runners. So if you're interested in volunteering or if you want to run, go to the front desk, either gym, to sign up for the run or shoot us an email, general fitness email, or give us a call at our office, 624-3785, and we can get you signed up to volunteer.
It always looks like a fun time because I see you guys, the photos are always amazing.
Yes, I have so much fun working the event because, again, I love throwing color at the runners. It, you know, it doesn't hurt. It's not like playing dodgeball, but you get to get some energy out while you're working the event. It's always a fun time. We're doing this event with Sapper. So it's family friendly, kid friendly. It should be fun.
Yeah, and I hear you have something for the CFLs out there.
Yes, we are doing a CFL certification. So if your command is in need of a CFL or you just want to get CFL certified yourself, that class will be May the 4th through the 8th. So if you want to register, you need to register through the CNIC website.
And speaking of registering, I hear you guys looking for jobs.
Well, we have jobs available.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. We all get it. We have jobs available if you are looking to get a job or work at the gym or kind of anywhere with MWR. If you go to usajobs.com there and you can search Naz Siganella, they'll have all the available jobs that are open with MWR. If you are interested in working at the fitness center, we have the front desk, our rec aid position available, as well as the adult sports rec aid. So they would be out at sports in the evenings for the most part. So that's an available job. But MWR has few jobs available or open that you can see through USA Jobs.
Okay, thank you for that. When we come back, we'll be talking about different opportunities MWR Sports is offering. And we are back to wrap up our interview. I'd like to thank you for coming out, but we still have a few things to talk about. I hear people are probably gonna be excited for this one. There's some pool openings coming up.
Yeah, so almost to the finish line, I guess, of NAS1 pool opening. So the NAS1 pool will open May 23rd for swimming. So get your swim trunks ready to go.
Yes, it'll be great. And there's some more Captain Cup stuff coming up, right?
Yeah, so for adult sports, today is actually the last day to sign up your command for the Captain's Cup. slow pitch softball tournament. So right now I only have 3 teams signed up. So you got to get those rosters into me by the end of today. And that tournament will begin April 7th. So it's a little 2-week consolation bracket tournament. Following the Captain's Cup softball tournament, we will have our intramural slow pitch league. So you played with your command. Maybe you've got some friends that are not in your command. Intramural season is the season for you. You could play with whomever you want, whatever command you want. That registration deadline will be April 13th, and that league begins April 28th.
I'm surprised there aren't more people signed up. They're probably waiting the last minute.
Everybody, you guys wait to the last second to sign up for everything. But yeah, it is the spring break, so hopefully people are just waking up a little late on their day off to email me their rosters.
You guys should definitely do that. Save her some time. Get it in right away.
Please.
Thank you for coming, as always.
Always happy to be here.